April 2nd. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. My friend Bill Glass, former pro football player who is now an evangelist, has been profoundly effective in prisons around the country, talking to inmates about the transforming power of Christ. The stories of changed lives that have resulted from this ministry are endless, but one which greatly moved me was about a murderer nicknamed Lefty Dog. His name, the prisoner explained, meant that he was lower than a dog, a left-out, left-behind, unwanted animal. When asked his real name, he sneered, "Just Lefty Dog." Undeterred, one of the counselors went to him in his cell, but Lefty Dog was so antagonistic that he cursed and ranted for over an hour before the Christian worker was able to tell the inmate that he had misunderstood the Bible. It wasn't written for saints, but for sinners. Read the book of John, the counselor advised. It was the Word, not the counselor's words, that finally melted Lefty Dog's heart and led him to make a decision for Christ. When the counselor bade the inmate goodbye, Lefty Dog called after him, "By the way, my name is George." Isn't it amazing the transformation that can take place when a man accepts the Lord? Not only will Christ make that individual a new creature, but he will give him a new self-image, a new soul, even a new name. Praise God, whose mercy is without limits.